Hour two of the Big Friday Lori and Julia show. And as you know, the 4 o'clock hour involves random thoughts, Hollywood speak. That's all coming up. We got an event to talk about at Midtown Global Market at the bottom of the hour. And right now, for more Lori and Julia isms, Lori and Julia.
Ism me.
We did an arm wrestling over for Adele, and we just decided Julia's going to have to get a hold of her. I know what the hell she's been doing.
I think she's having a blast, is what I decided.
I think that saying anyone is really having a blast in this time is really not quite true.
She's not, you were comparing her to her peers. There was a comparison of what all of her peers are doing, and I thought she's quality, Lori.
Now, remember the last time we saw Adele, she had gone through that significant weight loss, right? Have we seen her since then?
We get random pictures of her.
Yeah, she's not out and about much.
No, with her friends.
I won't remind you of something that happened at the Adele concert.
I will tell you.
Yet it happened, Julia.
I know what happened at the Adele concert.
Yeah.
I talked through the whole concert.
You were shushed and ordered to leave the suite by the lady who paid $6,000. Yes. So you coming to defend Adele like that is ironic beyond belief. As someone who was at that show with
those tickets were so hard to get. Remember, they sold out in like a minute.
Ready to strangle her. I don't know if you had the cup of coffee at five, but we just wanted to shut you up.
I know.
The girl
I was so wound up.
Suite, she said, go.
I did. I was so wound up, but I sat in line. Remember when I went down to Excel to try to get the tickets?
Oh, we were going crazy.
Yeah. Crazy for those tickets. Yep.
So maybe
that could be like next time we have a big auction and be like $6,000 to sit with Lori and Julia. Oh, no. $7,000 to sit with just Lori.
Right. That would be a good thing. That would be a good thing. No.
Because you weren't like that, like at Barbara Streisand.
No, I was just wound up that night.
In fact, you might have been shushing people at Barbara Streisand.
I'm sure I did. I was so wound up that night.
All right. Here is something that my mom and maybe a few other people out there are going to be all wound up about. And that is finally, Regis Philbin, who passed away in July at the age of 88, is going to get some Who Wants to Be a Millionaire love on this week's episode. You know, Jimmy Kimmel is the new host of it. He's doing a celebrity edition on Sunday night, I suppose, following football or whatever. But anyway, it's going to be right at the end. The celebrity contestant is Tiffany Haddish.
Oh,
who I think is going to be fun.
Totally fun and funny.
And so they sort of say goodbye to the contestants, and then Jimmy wrote this tribute to Regis Philbin, and then they go to an edited package of Regis on the show, and when they come back, they play one of Regis's songs performed by him, and they leave the studio empty and the lights up and a photo of Regis on the back wall.
You know, when they were first doing the transition, there was like, remember this Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I think it was like in June. They had already filmed a bunch of
them.
So they did honor, I mean, like Jimmy Kimmel's like, I'm not worthy. You know, Regis, this is your show. You made it this hit. It was on four nights a week.
I feel like he had Regis on at the beginning. And like they were sitting and Regis
totally
was
tributes to Regis, the best moments with Regis, the best this with Regis. So they did a lot with Regis. I think this is just closure. And Jimmy Kimmel was on with the View ladies yesterday. And talking about how he had hosted, he filled in for him once with Kelly.
Is that how?
Well, here's what he said. He just said, you know, and they're all in Zoom from wherever they are. And he's just said, you know, I filled in for Regis once. I flew during my week of vacation from L.A. to New York to fill in for Regis.
That's so funny.
And I'm filling in, doing the show while Regis is texting me and telling me what a good job I'm doing and I should come over when the show is over for a cup of tea.
Oh, my gosh.
So he says, I go over to Regis's house, which was close to wherever the show, ABC Studios, and I sit down with him. I'm like, why aren't you just doing your show? You're at home doing nothing.
Watching the show.
And he says, I just didn't want to, you know, I needed some time off this week. So it was funny. And Jimmy Kimmel, he's so funny. And he talked about what it was like to do the Emmys in Staples Center without a live audience.
That had to be weird.
A major, award show, what it's like doing his show without a live audience. Because, again, performers, and I think of you all the time, you feed off of other people. You know, like when you get up at the state fair, you're like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, people feed, and so do I, energy of other people. Mm-hmm. And to be doing these big events, he said it has just been like, okay, we got to figure out how to make this work. But the Staples Center, he said, was really hard.
That's why he asked his friend Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman, you know, like his
people come for support.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, but anyway, we loved Regis.
Yeah. We really did.
I think it'll be fun.
So, yeah, and I do kind of want to watch Tiffany Haddish, and who wants to be a millionaire. And I can see her really, she wants to win that money.
Oh, yeah. But I think, aren't they also doing something? So are the celebrities giving the money to the people who needed it during COVID?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought there was a bunch of families that have been impacted.
It's a charity angle, 100%. Yeah. But Tiffany just strikes me as a competitive, and she's going to want to win it for her.
I wonder if she'll talk about Common.
If it comes up, Holly posted for us the trailer for This Is Us, which is going to be coming back like
in October 27th.
Yeah, like which is only like 2 weeks away, and they do COVID is in there.
Uh huh.
But the trailer looked good.
I'm happy to see that show come back.
I love that show. Ratchet went back to number one in Nielsen streaming. It bumped out Emily in Paris. Apparently, everybody watched Emily once, twice, and
I'm almost done with the second time.
Well, Rolling Stone, listen, look at their headline. Emily in Paris is not a good TV show. Here's why everybody's watching it anyway. And the critic is a woman, Maria Fontoura. The rom-com light series has little of substance to say about anything of how we live today, and that is exactly why we love it.
Right.
She does write that. Right. So anyway,
it's great escapism.
Really.
That's why we watch all these crazy shows. Like to
Love
see
Love Island.
Right.
Total. My quarantine disinfected love rooftop of horny 20-something year old.
And that was like a month.
It was what I needed to get through August.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the thing is I think I can't believe how people, the critics, really have had a hard time with Emily in Paris, and it has just been such a great escape.
I saw a headline today that was like, Emily in Paris is not good, but that's why we need it right now, or something like that.
Oh,
maybe, but it's like the backhanded compliment. That's fine, you know.
But it is
whatever.
Good. It was fun.
Yeah, for sure. It was really fun, and it was great escapism, and we can't travel to Paris, and right
some
now,
of us could never travel
to Paris, right? And so we always have loved. I mean, that's been one of my things that I've liked about the Housewives is when they would go
when
on
they
a
go
great
on trips,
trip and
so you
something.
Can see these other places.
Anyway, so you know, and Patricia Fields is 78 years old, and she did all the clothes in this show, and it is just like Sex and the City. The clothes are another character in the show, just like. The setting of Paris is a character of the show. So are the clothes.
But you do see a lot of naysayers out there about that show. Like, just enjoy it and have fun.
Yeah. I think, you know, I don't know. Like, Casey would not like this show.
No,
but I don't know a woman or a gay guy or even just a guy who really loves, like, anything Paris. Like, travel stuff. You would just fall for this show. Even though, yes, there's lots of unbelievable things. Like, who would get sent from Chicago to go work in Paris who didn't speak a word of French?
What a fun job, though.
No, I know, but it just wouldn't.
Right, of
it
course.
It just wouldn't happen because the French would expect you to speak French.
And then the Marvel movies, none of that would have happened, you know? So it's like you just got to go with it.
Yeah,
that.
You got to go
Relax,
with the
Relax, people, take the chill pill.
All right, listen, we come back. It's time for Random Thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if.
And now. Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, people. So a couple things that you should know about if you are wanting to go to a Dunkin' Donuts like right now, which sounds so, so very, very good. They have unveiled the Dunkin' Donut, the Spicy Ghost Pepper Donut. So it's a regular donut. Now,
Dez had one of these on the morning show across the way there. From
today?
One of these days, yeah. It's been around. It's been out for like a week.
Well, I've had this for 3 days and I didn't get to it yet.
She ate one on the air, I think.
Well, lucky Dez. Probably Dunkin' Donuts sent her some, or she picked it up on the way to work. The spicy ghost pepper. Did she like it?
No.
Okay, well, here's what it is, because it sounds good to me. Rocco, see if you like it. It's strawberry-flavored icing over a regular donut. And then
a cake donut.
Yes. And the icing is mixed with a blend of cayenne and ghost pepper.
No.
Why would you want to do that to a donut?
Yeah, that's ruining
because
the purpose of the donut.
Remember the very first time you had cayenne or pepper in a piece of chocolate?
Sure, right.
B.T. McElworth.
Or remember like a the spicy very first Mexican time? Hot chocolate yeah. or something.
Right. We had the Adobe B.T. McElworth. He was on our
Look
show.
Look at your food memory. I mean, your taste
you
memory,
know I
should I
can
say.
Remember food combos.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Food is, unfortunately, my...
No, it's what you know. It's one of the things you know.
But so how would we know? Because it was such a combo.
I'll tell you why, Julia. Because the cake donut should not be stirred in such a way with pepper.
But it's on the icing. It's just on the icing on the sweet spot.
Doesn't matter. You're all mashing it together unless you're just going to gnaw off the frosting and eat it like a little kid. You know, like that's how you'd eat your chocolate.
Yeah, you lick the frosting off.
You'd gnaw off with your two front teeth and get all of the icing so you could suck it and swirl around in your mouth and then you'd bite into the cake.
Yes. Okay, so here I used to buy, back in the day, mm-hmm. I'd go to Kowalski's and get their big... chocolate glazed donuts.
The one that bring was the Texan size one? It,
well,
that
no,
huge one?
Not that big, okay. But I'd bring them home for the family.
Pretty big.
And so, literally, Lori, I wouldn't would even touch it. The donut.
You just lick everything.
No, I wouldn't lick it. Oh. I would just take, with my fingers, you know, cut it in half, uh-huh. and then I would just take the frosting off, because that's really all I wanted anyway.
Right, the glaze.
So just, it could be a good combo.
Right.
It's so funny that you say that, because I'm thinking, I did that. All right, Lori was... so worried yesterday, Rocco, that
yes.
about what?
That Christy Alley stole a lemur from the
lemur
from the San Francisco Zoo.
Well, I saw the headline, one was missing. I thought that Christy Alley's been creeping around San Francisco.
Because she has...
trying to release lemurs.
Lemurs. She has a collection of them.
A bunch of them. And I know it because I watched her horrible reality show after I was so sad that her bra... show that where she was the lingerie lady.
I love Victoria's Closet or something like that. Virginia's Closet or
I think Veronica's
Closet. We
love that show.
Yeah. That was really before she got so problematic.
And started with the water.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, the
lemur has been found.
It has been found. And it was around 5 p.m. It was a 21-year-old. Its name was Mackay. At 5 p.m. last night, they got a report. He was in the playground area of Hope Lutheran Church. They could paint him and got him back.
How He's in good did health. He get out? How does a lemur break out of a zoo at the San Francisco Zoo? Did they cut back on staff? Was a cage left open? I demand an investigation.
Will someone tell us? Someone tell us what's happening.
I feel like, you know, the balls of lemurs are used for some kind of dog training stick. And I feel like this
This is really...
I remember my friend had a dog, and as a chew toy, would give him a dried ram penis.
Yeah, they're good for them because they don't get an upset stomach. I don't know. I was listening a lot to Steve today, and I was going in
Steve
and out.
Donna.
I was going in and out. He was vaguely... I would, like, change the channel when he got too technical or referred to himself as Steve-O-Boy. And then I'd be like, oh, I'm going to churn and see what Howard's saying. Then I'd be back. So I was getting bits and bits of it. But I did kind of like knowing some of that dog chewing
I'm
stuff.
I'm impressed with that.
Well, you know, when you said lemurs, there was a headline on the start.
Lemurs. Oh, she first gave him the very French accented. It's a hard word to say.
I can't read English.
Because it's L-E-M-U-R-S.
I know. So
lemurs, lemurs, lemur.
I saw a video on Star Tribune today, and it turns out maybe it's not new news, but there's like a petting zoo at Maplewood Mall.
Oh, that's my... involving a lemur. I know people from Duluth that drove down to do this.
Wait a second, where's Maplewood? Looked
at them in absolute disbelief.
Maplewood Mall?
Yes.
That's where we did the rock show?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
There's a petting zoo.
And they're like, this will bring people back to the mall. And I'm like, okay.
But I know
it's not a bad idea.
that went to the mall.
Let's do a live remote from the Maplewood Mall Petting Zoo.
But they won't, you know, let us do that probably because...
Probably not.
You know, they can't. They don't want us getting sick. I mean, they've sent everybody in the building home to keep the talent from getting sick. You know, that only occurred to me like a month ago.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, I did never know that. Mm. I just thought, oh, lucky people that get to work at home.
I know it.
I had no idea that it was like...
Everyone, from here, right?
Everyone has been allowed to work from home except for Lori
yeah,
and I.
Yeah, it's true. We're better about it. We're just better.
Everybody.
That's totally true, isn't it?
Every
yeah.
single... Seriously.
Donna has, mm-hmm. Steve has.
Holly has. Mm-hmm.
They don't Colleen, dare do
Colleen
it.
And Bradley.
They Colleen don't... and Bradley each have.
Yeah. Yeah. We have not.
All right. It's just up to
it's
you
up.
Two. You guys just won.
We're the OGs
Survivor.
In every way possible.
Right. I was working at home. Everybody
Everyone
was.
Got
Jason,
to do it.
Alexis, yeah. Dawn,
yeah.
Kenny.
Yeah, no, we didn't organize one closet.
No, we've been working all day.
Not one closet. I'm so envious of these closet people.
Okay, no. So if people, this is kind of Hormel Foods has created a new face mask that smells like bacon. It's a revolutionary face mask featuring the latest pork-scented technology.
I don't want to be wrapped in bacon
but
like that.
But some people might just want it as a gag gift.
Or maybe like if you have you're encountered with bad smells a lot.
Right, you could just always be smelling bacon. If you work in the manure.
Like if you worked at
the manure
rotor,
industry.
Yeah, a Roto-Rooter person, you know, you could put
manure.
On your bacon.
Have you ever smelled lemur? Manure?
Yeah. Oh my Thank God. You.
Yes, let me put on my bacon mask before I go and look for your lemur and its manure.
Oh, I love it, but it's breathablebacon.com if you want to get it. There's a contest
There's
right now.
There's nothing bacon cannot sell.
You're right. Okay, you want
I've
to know?
I've seen people wear bacon bikinis. I've seen the bacon thongs.
We
bacon
saw Lady
Band-Aids.
Gaga wear bacon dress.
But yeah.
Okay, let me tell you nothing. A new combo. So mm-hmm. I'm pretending I'm on hole 30, but it's really hole 25, 27, depending on how all in I am that
Is
day.
Is that why you haven't been eating, or I just see you eating weird things and looking at labels?
I'm looking at labels more, Lori.
Okay.
I have been eating, but I'm eating different foods. And I
think you tried to tell me about this last week and
care.
I shut you down.
She doesn't care.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I've been eating
is lemur.
Nitrate-free bacon. Nitrate-free bacon.
Mm-hmm. It's more expensive.
Oh, you everything. Pay more for everything that. Without MSG and nitrates sugar.
Yeah.
Everything's more
right.
expensive. So anyway, bacon. And my friend told me about this and I bought dates. And so
oh, I love dates.
The bacon and you wrap it around a date.
Yes.
It is like
it's delicious.
It sounds good.
It's dessert.
It's because
I'm trying to replace ice cream and I haven't been able to figure it out. But it's so,
are dates or figs, whatever is fresh. I mean, they're
well,
so good.
I get it in a jar, in you know, a, yeah. thing, but they're it's really it works. And then my friend stuffs the pistachio in the date and then wraps the bacon around it like ramaki
right.
and bakes it in the oven.
Delish.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had a friend who always made the bacon and dates. And,
with the water chestnut thing and brown sugar.
They were so good. And I'm like, what? This is amazing.
It is
amazing.
And bacon can solve every problem in the world. Thank you.
I would have to be a bacon vegetarian if I was ever to go meat free. I could never give up bacon.
No.
Well done.
Well done. Well of done. Course.
Get rid of the fatty pieces. I hate that.
All right.
Rocco.
Hey, you know, one of the things to do that I like to do, get a date, stick a pecan in it, and it's like you have a bite-sized pecan pie.
Oh, yum.
Super tasty.
Do you heat it up in the microwave for a second to get it to warm?
That would probably be even better.
Better, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. Well, this song is kind of perfect. Dreams for our next guest. We are delighted. Destiny Shelby is joining us, and she is the owner and entrepreneur of Baked Brand in Minneapolis, and she has organized a really cool flea market that is highlighting Black business owners that's happening right now today until 6 o'clock at Midtown Global Market and then again tomorrow. So, Destiny, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. How are you guys?
We are good, and I am missing shopping mm-hmm. so much, and I am ready to shop locally and support businesses that we want to shine a spotlight on. So tell us about what is happening at the Midtown Global Market.
Absolutely. And I hope you guys find time to come and see us.
We will.
Starting today, and we're really hoping that this is a huge success and something that we can do once a month or twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we have a bunch of small businesses, small black businesses, that are coming together to showcase, all their goodies, their products, their talent. I mean, we have so much things here and a lot of things are like homemade, man, so many different things. People just got to come out and check it out. I can't even name right now. I've seen so many great things. Now this is my second event, doing like a community event mm-hmm. where I'm bringing black entrepreneurs together. My first event was this summer, Black Entrepreneur State Fair.
Yes.
It was an idea that I came up with when the Minnesota State Fair was no longer. And so it started small and I was like, hey, you know, we do food, like let's do some state fair food. I hit up a couple other food entrepreneurs, like let's put together a menu and sell state fair food since we don't have the fair. And it turned into this huge event. I was shocked. I was sitting back at my event like, whoa, I did this. So
good for you.
So it just keeps growing and growing. And as long as I have this platform, I'm totally going to keep doing events for other entrepreneurs that want to grow.
Right.
And Destiny,
it's such a great opportunity.
And Destiny, will your baked brand, treats be there? I know your specialty is wedding cakes, but will there be any of your stuff there?
Yes. So today I actually, I'm short staffed. So today I have my brand called Homebody Candle Co. So I have a candle line and it's hand poured soy wax candles. We've got candle melts or wax melts, candle lighters, stuff like that. So we're here today with those. Tomorrow I will have both my candle line here and Bake Brand. So Bake Brand tomorrow we will have our famous cake jars. And then I also have a cold pressed juice line that's under Bake Brand and it's called Got the Juice. And I have a herbal tea line called Got the Tea. That'll be here tomorrow as well. I'm just going to keep slowly bringing, Bake Brand is my umbrella brand.
Mm-hmm.
So many things under Bake Brand. I'm going to slowly just bring things out.
That's awesome. But there's boutiques that are happening too. There's skincare that people can find out about. There's other food vendors that are going to be there.
Wigs.
Yeah. And
eyelashes.
And
healing crystals.
Destiny, are these businesses where they would not have a storefront that they would somehow, how would they do their business?
Most of these businesses do not have a storefront.
Okay.
They're either based online businesses, mm-hmm. they have online stores.
Got it.
Or they just do events all the time. Some of these businesses started at the beginning of the pandemic, which was a complete fail because we couldn't do much, once the pandemic hit. So a lot of these entrepreneurs, it's their first time interacting with customers and, making good money like this. So we're definitely going to keep doing it.
Yeah, and I like the global market. I mean, it's big. I don't feel crowded with that place.
Not at all. Yeah, and everybody, all of our vendors are spread out throughout the whole market.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage anybody to come and support and literally just go around the whole market. And not only that, the permanent businesses here in the market are just so amazing in itself. Just so much culture, so much. Just it's like all this stuff is just made with love, and I love it.
That's wonderful. And so those other places that are permanent will be open as well.
They're
this weekend.
They're open too. Yeah, they're open, and you just have to wear masks and stuff. But I mean, I'm
They are open as well. Yep.
So this is happening tomorrow, today till 6, if people are in the area, and then tomorrow at the Midtown Global Market is hosting the Black Flea Market from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And people should stop by and say, hi to you, Destiny Shelby. Good for you. Good for you.
Come say hi.
And everything that you're doing, and we hope it's a big success for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your guys' support.
Absolutely. And way to go. I mean, you sound like you're doing really well. You have all these different things happening.
And for once, Minneapolis didn't tear down a building. They didn't tear down the old Sears building. I mean, they've always tear down everything, Minneapolis. It's a pet peeve of ours, Destiny. But
that's a great building.
At least they kept that, because that is just, you know, I mean, it's so big.
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful place. Yeah. There's so many opportunities for all small businesses.
Yes.
Like, I would have been really sad if this got tore down.
Yeah, for sure. So, way to go, Minneapolis. You did that right. Anywho, yay. Destiny, thank you so much,
Destiny, and good luck.
Thank you. You guys have a good night.
Absolutely. Right. You know, so there are people are, you know, our malls are open. There are things happening. People are doing things. I drove by the Mall of America, I think, last night. And, you know, there's cars. People are shopping. Life is going on. Wear a mask.
I bought a pair of glasses from Envision. And you know what my justification was? I'm not taking my November vacation.
And it costs,
the money that I would have spent on that vacation, I'm going to spend with local stores.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a way, because I'm like, that money, I mean, I know it's not going, it doesn't benefit a travel agent or, you know, an airline or whatever, but like, I just like, in my mind, that was like, okay, I'm going to just take that money as justification to buy myself something. But I go, well, I'm buying it locally. I'm giving it to a local store.
Absolutely.
And planning.
Yeah, we did the same last night. We bought some skis at a local store and we thought, you know, again, we're not going anywhere.
Right.
And skiing might be the only thing we can do sporty-wise this whole season.
True.
And we need to give a little shout-out on that, because did you buy cross-country skis or
downhill?
Okay, people, this is what we saw happen this summer, that because there's not so much to do, people are looking for some good outdoor activities.
Yeah. Were you able to get used stuff, like, for your kid?
For the kid, we did, like, a season-long rental.
Yeah,
got it.
You know, but we bought, you know, some skis.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Again, yeah, they were like, you know, these are going to sell out. Sold out last summer and, you know.
Casey had some kind of
raiders.
The cross-country skis are going big time because it's so, you know, that's another. Just a heads up. Think of everything that you're going to be doing this winter and think of it now.
Yeah. Where are we going to eat outside? Okay. I want to go out tomorrow night. I don't know if I can get a reservation anywhere, but I need some options of where is a warm
I'm gonna
patio.
Tell you. All right.
Yeah, because I just looked at the forecast. It's going to be like in the mid-30s tomorrow night.
Okay, so
you need to find
some
place
warm. But I would
go
at like 4.
Okay,
right.
Cool.
A mid-afternoon place to go. All right, so the Black Forest Inn is a classic. It's on 21st and Avenue Street in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And they've always had... My mother even took us to that outdoor patio back in the day.
And beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the city's oldest landmark German restaurants. They have shelter walls on 3 sides, a fire pit, covered pergola, and heat lamps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another place you can go to is, Smack Shack in the North Loop. They've got some twinkly lights outside. They've got portable heat lamps, you know, and they're working on getting more. Jones in the Park in St. Paul.
Oh, that's completely
sheltered. Outside, they've got, it features a retractable canvas roof. You can get 3 courses there. They've got a preset meal for just $69. You need to make reservations, of course.
All these places,
but they have heaters.
Yeah.
Sweeney's in St. Paul.
Now, I did not know that.
Well,
about
they have.
Sweeney. I knew they had
a gorgeous
patio. But I didn't know that they had it like we were going to be able to be.
They have a
warm.
Huge fireplace. Mm-hmm. They've got a small forest of heat lamps, lunch and dinner daily. Maynard's back in, you know, in Excelsior.
Mm-hmm.
They've got,
they must have a covered
they've got
up
a
area.
Covered up area for people. What else do we have here? Tavern on France. I was just there not too long ago, but they have this.
I think I was with you.
We were.
And it was delicious.
It was so delicious. But they've got fire pits as well as heat lamps.
Isn't it where the old Big Boy was?
Yes, it was, with oversized pergolas. And they've got, you know, design your burgers, pizzas and stuff. Yeah. So those are some places that I know everybody's trying to figure out how to extend the season with heat lamps and things like that. But you just dress warmer, too. You know, Yeah. Wear some wool socks.
We're Minnesotans. We get this.
That's right. And and who was saying, was it you, Rocco? Was it Rick Nelson that was saying, you know, in Scandinavian countries, they eat outside all year long.
Yeah, I told you this. In Paris, the same thing.
Yeah.
In many places in Europe, it would have to be really, really cold or the rain coming in sideways, but the awnings go out.
Yes.
Over the sidewalk cafe, and they bring in a ton of heat lamps and take out some of the tables. You don't need to be as crowded.
Right.
In the winter, but
probably the happy gnome.
And at the two ends of the cafe, then they have the plastic thing, the wall that comes down,
yes,
so that you're only frontwards facing with the air coming in. But yeah,
I did just look up the gnome, which is now called the gnome.
That's right. Lori's been there.
Yeah, it's, I suppose it's great. And they had a great patio before, and now it's even better.
Did they cover it?
I'm looking at their website. It looks like they have a lot of heat lamps.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. You need the heat lamps.
My own lap blanket, which is something that in the really nice cafes like Cafe du Magou, which and Cafe de Flore, which since you saw Emily in Paris, you know, she was ate at both those places and talked about it. But they do have, they would bring you big blankets.
It's like when you sit in the champion seats at the Twins game and they bring you blankets.
But now no one will give you a blanket in the time of COVID. Bring your own little lap blanket.
And get a cool...
And then I would just tuck it around my lap, and then it'll encourage, like, footsie and, you know, sitting close side by side with whoever you're with, if it's a date that you know, you know.
You can do a little under the blanket footsie.
But you could also sit side by side, which might, you know, be...
Even better.
At least in the warm department. You can be thigh to thigh. Long ways, not knee to knee.
Oh, that's not
as exciting. The bone of the knee compared to the length and the heat of the thigh.
She's gonna, you know, everything can turn into. I really appreciate that though, because you're right.
Yeah.
I remember I made a promo for you guys like 10 years ago where you were talking about a blanket on a plane and called it a puppet show. Remember?
Oh. Racco, that's a good memory.
Yeah, no, that
is a good memory, Racco.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's funny. All right, we'll be right back. Chaka Khan has this to say about Ariana Grande, and I can't believe it.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
All right. Let's Hollywood speak.
Okay, let's Hollywood speak. Chaka Khan was getting all kinds of shady on Vlad TV. Is that like Russia TV?
It sounds like it.
Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah, Vlad TV. There have been several interviews where we've gotten quotes from Vlad TV. And I'm looking, they always post the video of the actual interview.
Right.
So it's not like made up stuff. But in this interview, she was asked if there would be... anyone that she would want to record with, do a collaboration with. And then the interviewer threw out Ariana Grande as a possible duet partner. And Chaka Khan had this to say, bleep her. She's good on her own. She don't need me. Plus, I don't want to sing with another woman.
Wow.
I know, but they've already collaborated together. They collaborated on a song for the Charlie's Angels soundtrack.
Okay. That is...
called Nobody.
Okay, that is just really weird. We just saw her perform on the Billboard Music Awards. She was in the band while Kelly was singing, right?
You're getting Chaka Khan and Sheila E. mixed up, which is really not acceptable.
I've done it a million times, though.
Yeah.
Don't go changing.
I mean, I get it. There's similar syllables, and they're both tangentially related to Prince. But
right, that's it. But anyway, Chaka Khan.
I know, Chaka Khan. Anyway, I feel good. You know I like it.
And when she was asked... Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh.
I feel for you, I think I love you.
See?
Which is a Prince song.
Yes, so it close. Was. I saw. I broke my baby toe on my 30th birthday at a Chaka Khan concert at Glam Slam.
She played the zoo a couple years ago, and I really wanted to go to that.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, that's memorable.
Well, you told me about that night.
Yeah, and I didn't realize I broke my baby toe, that a lady landed on it.
Until the next day.
But it was a Chaka Khan concert in West Glam Slam, and I still remember what I wore.
See, this is Rocco. Mm-hmm. Do you have events that you remember?
What I wore? No.
No. Is that just a girl thing? Anyway, but probably. Shaka had this to say at the Variety Power of Luncheon back in 2019 about that Charlie's Angel track she did with Ariana. It's not going to change the world, okay?
Did she just got a grabby side?
Well, I don't know, but I Shaka's like keeping it real.
Right. Why should I do something else? Okay, I kind of like it.
Oh, and then she also said, I'm not going to do no song with no heifer.
Well, what the heck? What?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Shaka.
She was drinking.
No, she wasn't drinking, okay?
But wait, I'm not going to do no song with no heifer. Do you think all this was lost
A no song. I think that they were maybe...
Is it lost in translation? Could
Vlad?
Vlad, the Russian translator, is just doing it all wrong, Lori? Because these are really harsh words.
Right. Maybe the Vlad translation.
I
kind of love
that. Yeah. I did look up Vlad TV.
Is it a Russian outlet?
Well, the guy who runs it is known as DJ Vlad. He was born in the Ukraine, but he is American now. And they say they are the world's leading source of celebrity interviews and urban news.
Okay. Well, they've been popping up on the radar, and I look and I watch the interview for real. And I'm watching Chaka Khan saying this. But the interviewer was kind of leading her about doing a no song, like... Her and another singer, like, doing a diss track, you know, like that. So, yeah. All right, here's another one. I think it'll be easier. Dancing with the Stars.
First of all, that would be such, if she could do a collab, whose name is bigger right now? Shaka Khan or...
But Shaka Khan, doesn't need to do it. Right. She's worked with Prince.
She's not on the Forbes list.
And she doesn't care either.
Where have her albums been, Lori?
I don't know, but I saw her perform... at the Jazz Festival too last year in 2019. She was really good. She was like amazing. And the crowd went nuts. And she had really great dancers. I mean, she is loved.
She is. She's great. Loved. Yeah. I'm just teasing right now.
Okay, so Dancing with the Stars and Taryn Manning. What's the beef?
Who's Taryn Manning?
Taryn Manning from Orange is the New Black, the actress.
Oh,
and her.
Oh.
And I guess...
Okay, she apparently...
Orange is the New Black.
Okay, she keeps saying that they keep asking her to be on Dancing with the Stars.
No, she shot a video in front of the Brady Bunch house and revealed earlier this week, I've been asked to be on Dancing with the Stars many times. I have this weird phobia that being on the show means you're a has-been. Well, and I never want to believe that's the case. Well...
She's never been asked.
That's what Dancing with the Stars is saying.
This is
what they're saying.
We could go stand in front of something. I can't believe I've never been asked to be on this before.
Yeah.
But it means you're a has-been.
Here's what the Dancing with Taryn claims she's been asked to join the cast many times. However, we have never asked Taryn to be part of the show. Her reps attempted to pitch us about her, and we kindly pass.
Because, like I said, who is she?
So her claim she was asked to do it once, never mind many, many times, is completely false. I mean, who would have ever thought beef between Taryn Manning and Dancing with the Stars? Rocco?
I wouldn't have predicted it.
This is not a headline I would have ever seen coming. Okay. Armie Hammer wants
to... Is she related to Nile Rodgers?
Yeah, teasing. Right. Armie Hammer wants to force his estranged wife and two kids to come back to L.A. This is all I can think. He's filing for joint custody of his children demanding that his children, who are living with Elizabeth in the Cayman Islands, with the rest of Armie's family...
I would demand them to come back,
estate.
Too.
Well, Julia...
That's a long time to be without your kids.
That was his choice to leave and go diddle and daddle around in Beverly Hills. There is a pandemic going on. His family is there, grandma and grandpa. The schooling is happening there. The kids aren't going to school in LA. Here's what I see in all of this. Messy. This is going to get very messy.
It has been since the first day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of think, like, the kids in Cayman Island, like, maybe you're even more protected. There's so fewer people.
Right, and all right. That's
you're outside all the time, and she's with his side of the family, even some of the photos and blah, blah, blah. And it's not like she's kidnapped the kids and holding the army can get a jet. private jet. He knows rich people. He can say to Warner. I don't know. I just think they're fighting. That's what I think.
All right, perfect. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I think you're right after all that.
I mean, you can also see why he wants them to be back there, too.
I can see why he would want someone to be back. You'd want your people to be by you.
But you can also see, you see both sides. So that's why I say, messy. It's going to get messy.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of messy, Brad Pitt hopes to have the kids overnight at least once over the holidays. Remember when we learned 2 weeks ago it has been
just
the judge for 4 years determining when Brad sees the kids and, you know, and when Angelina, you know what, all of that, Julia,
this has been
one night. He gets them one night.
One night only.
Christmas Day night. But Angelina's godmother, Jacqueline Bisset, she thinks it's all going to work out.
Is that her godmother? I forgot that.
That is.
Micheline.
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
Bisset.
Oh, gosh. From the-